tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Tough Enough AfterBuzz, which you are watching live on AfterBuzzTV.com and on the YouTube AfterBuzz TV page. You're also listening to this on iTunes and SoundCloud. Make sure always to subscribe. Give those 5 stars. I'm Christian Rosenberg, and I am being joined by the man who, unfortunately, the WWE Universe felt was no longer tough enough. The big guy with the crazy Russian tattoos, Alex Freaky. You're joining me here on AfterBuzz. How's it going, buddy?
How's it going, Christian? Good, man.
Hey, let me ask you right off the bat, because I want to clarify. You do pronounce your last name as Freaky, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what was that like? You know, just like growing up, did you use that to intimidate kids when you were young?
Unfortunately, I was beat up a lot, man. I was bullied a lot, so it was actually more of a it was a crush for a while, and then it became more of a trademark.
I was going to say that should be a trademark, and those kids that apparently beat you up when you were young, do they see you now? Do they see how jacked you are now?
Yeah, I mean, I never held a grudge against anyone. I'm basically kind to everybody, but they don't really ever say anything bad about me now.
I would hope not, because I'm fairly weak, so I don't think I'd walk up to you and do that. Has last night sunk in yet, knowing that that you unfortunately have been eliminated from the show?
Oh yeah, man, sunk in once I hit the hotel room. But I mean, right now, I'm doing better. Of course, I was bummed out. First off, I mean, of course, anybody can be bummed out when they fail at something or get voted off of something, but. You know, I mean, back to reality, I have to, move forward.
When you spoke with Miz on Tough Talk right after the Tough Enough went off the air in USA, you mentioned that you felt your cardio wasn't where it should have been for this type of competition. So why do you think that was?
Well, I'm a bodybuilder. So I don't do a lot of cardio. I'm a pretty lean guy all year round. So I don't have to do cardio really to look a certain way. But in terms of the training, man, I mean, about 3 weeks before I knew I was going to be on the show. Well, 3 weeks before the show started, I knew I was going to be on it, or as far in the mini camp. And I talked to my trainer. I said, hey, I got to step up my endurance. And he put together a calisthenic cardio metabolic training type of thing. And I did it for about 3 weeks, but it wasn't good enough because, I mean, some of the stuff we did at minicamp, man, it was worse than college basketball practice. It was insane. Literally, man, that stuff is crazy.
I've done a little bit of wrestling training myself, and I have certainly felt very sick in the middle of that training, to put it lightly.
Oh, yeah.
What made you decide to enter, like just to even try to submit a video for this competition? What inspired you to get in?
Well, a few years back when I got out of college, I'm not sure the gentleman's name, but he asked me to enter a wrestling school because they felt like I had a good look for wrestling. So I was like, wow, that'd be really cool. I was always a fan of the WWE. And, at the time I got out of college and I couldn't because I had to get a job to pay back student loans and so on and so forth to get the picture. So it wasn't the fact that I could do it. But I saw that the Tough Enough was, coming about, and I'm like, hey, I can do this now. I mean, I could take time away from this, that, the other thing, and I can go do this. And it's something I always wanted to do, so I just gave it a shot.
And when you were there, obviously you're working with the trainers, the coaches, you have the judges there. A lot of people always ask when it comes to any type of reality show, how much time do you really get to spend with those people when the cameras are not rolling?
Well, not a lot. When the cameras weren't rolling, we were basically in either, you know, filming the other parts of the segments of the show, or in the gym, you know, in the performance center, like the lifting, not in the ring. We weren't allowed to touch the ring without Billy Gunn, another coach there, to supervise. You know, we weren't allowed in there at all. It's literally, when Jericho said it's a church, literally it's a church. You know, if you're not allowed in there.
I like that. I think that's cool.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Who in the competition would you pick to be your permanent roommate?
Actually, the roommates I had in the competition, they're amazing guys. I mean, Tanner, even though I want to choke him most of the time, he's an awesome guy, dude. I mean, there's nothing bad about him. He's a great athlete, great competitor, and they're actually a really nice guy. Josh and the people, I mean, we did everything together, you know, whether going to the gym. I mean, we were literally like the Fantastic Four.
Do people still fight in that house when the cameras aren't rolling?
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that, man. They do. When it comes to Diana, absolutely.
I feel like everyone despises her based on what we see on the show. Does it come off camera as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you're gonna portray yourself as being a princess, or, you know, wanting to go plan your wedding when you're supposed to be here for the WWE, no one's gonna like you.
You sound like a big fan of hers.
No, I'm not, because I sacrificed a lot to be here, uh-huh. And he doesn't have to sacrifice really anything at this point.
Gotcha. Do you regret saying knowledge means nothing?
Well, yes and no. Now, when that conversation I had with Patrick was pieced up. It wasn't the full conversation, so it made me look out to be like I hate the WWE, which was not what I wanted. When I said to Patrick, because Patrick was going on saying, hey, man, you know, I'm up here trying to have a wrestling conversation with these people, and no one knows anything. And I said to Patrick, I'm not here to learn the history of wrestling. I'm here to learn how to wrestle physically. And, you know, he's like, well, you need to know the history. I said, dude, Michael Jordan doesn't need to know the history of the NBA to practice how to shoot a jump shot. That's completely two different aspects. I'm like, you can read a book, but if you can't do what's in the book, then, you know, you're useless. So that's what I meant in theory. I'm a huge fan of WWE and have almost just as enough knowledge as Patrick, except I don't know the dates of matches. You know what I mean? I don't know the statistical information. I know 1999 Triple Threat, No Mercy with Austin and Undertaker and Triple H. I can tell you all that, but I'm not going to go back to 1985 and tell you who won, you know, match with Joe Schmo and somebody else. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion. I mean, I'd rather be the one that's very good at performing than knowing statistics, if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely does. Now, which wrestler, as far as what you've watched, you know, growing up and things like that, which wrestler do you feel you would emulate the most, or that you've taken the most after, that you feel you would be compared to if you were to be in the WWE?
Bill Goldberg.
Why Goldberg?
Bill Goldberg, because I just love the way his intensity. You know, he wasn't the flashiest wrestler. He came out there to do what he had to do and win. That was simple. He had one thing in mind, winning. And it was, you know, that 101 streak during the 1997-98 time period was awesome. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what really locked me onto WWE, seeing someone dominate and be such a physical specimen like he was. You know, it was great.
Nice. I like that comparison. I wasn't expecting the answer Goldberg, but it makes a lot of sense. I like it a lot.
What were you expecting?
Now I'm trying to think. You know, like when you're ever in these type of competition shows, you always expect people to say Steve Austin, The Rock, Triple H, Undertaker. You know, you don't necessarily hear guys say, you know, specifically like a WCW guy.
Right.
Or, you know, or maybe like the little guy wants to be like Rey Mysterio. So, you know,
right.
I always wanted to be like Bret Hart, but that's just me, because
okay.
I thought he was like the happy medium. Like he wasn't a powerhouse, but he wasn't a high flyer. He was just like the technical guy. So that's
right.
Who I could relate to, because I am weak and I can't jump if my life depended on it. So I'm like, oh, maybe
right.
I can try to do that.
right. Oh, I got you.
I got a few questions from Twitter followers that had some questions for you.
Sure.
At Awesome HBK asks, who would win in a fight, Josh or Tanner?
Well, see, that's a really good question because of the fact that, you know, Tanner has his, like you just said right now, was perfect. Tanner has his technical skills, mm-hmm. being an MMA fighter, but Josh is a 280-pound monster.
Right.
I mean, he would take a lot of blows to knock that guy out, and, you know, using his latent power, I mean, gosh, that's a tough question to answer, man. I mean, but since, you know, Josh is the closest to Josh in the house, I'm going to have to say Josh.
Okay. I got another question here from Alora3386. Besides trying to become a WWE superstar, what other types of dreams do you have? Because I know you've done like a little bit of acting and some modeling. Is that kind of the other goals that you have in mind, or was there something else?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I get that question a lot. Like, hey, what's your dreams in life? And actually, it's funny. I've actually completed all of my lifelong dreams by the time I was last year. I wanted to leave Pennsylvania. I did that. I wanted to be an actor. I did that. I mean, I'm going to continue to act in the future, but, you know, I wanted to do, work in the sports nutrition industry. I've done that. You know what I mean? So I kind of actually completed them. Now I'm just trying to build on top of them.
Okay. And then, one more Twitter question. And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little earlier at Kyla H. Sure, I don't know how to pronounce her Twitter handle. Do you plan on training at a wrestling school now that you're done with Tough Enough? Are you planning on enrolling at some school near where you live?
Now, see, that's a good question because I will pursue a career in the WWE for sure if it's a possibility. The only school I would actually join would be the Performance Center. Because of what I've experienced, there's nothing that's going to top that. So I don't want something that's secondhand to the WWE anymore. You know what I mean? It's like mm-hmm. if you drive a Ferrari, you're not going to go ahead and drive by a Honda Civic. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's like, wow, I was already experienced the amazing energy and camaraderie and, you know, the training facility they have. I couldn't go back to anything else. So I would definitely only be the WWE Performance Center.
All right, and I got one final question, the million-dollar question for you. Who's winning this thing?
Tanner.
Tanner? What about
Tanner,
on the...
Tanner. What's that?
I was just going to say, what about on the women's side?
Women's side, I'm going to say Daria.
Okay. You know, she's an AfterBuzz host. We're all rooting for her over here. Because she does the AfterBuzz UFC stuff here, so that was a good answer for our viewers. I like that.
Yeah.
Now why Daria and why Tanner?
Why Daria? Because Daria is, I mean, out of all the girls, she's an anti princess. She is, I mean, she's as hardcore as they come. I've watched some of her videos of her beating the crap out of girls, man. I mean, like, holy smokes, man, she's nuts. Her intensity, you know, her fire, man. I mean, the way she's competitive and the way she goes at people when they come at her, it's awesome. I mean, being around her, you can just feel that she wants it more than everyone else. And Tanner, man, Tanner, he's won number one. He's won every challenge for mm-hmm. the men. And I don't think that's going to stop. And the way that he is, his competitive nature, he's just like Daria. I mean, they're fighters. They are born for fighting and some type of entertainment. So, you know, those are my picks.
Do you think the MMA background with them, like, does that give them an advantage in sports entertainment?
100%. He's used to rolling. He's used to hitting the mats. He's used to, you know, different types of locks and holds and stuff like that. So he has skills that some of us don't. I mean, if you saw him take the off the top rope bump in person, you'd have been like, yeah, he jumped backwards from the top rope and landed it like way past the middle. I was like, wow, it was absolutely awesome.
Well, and we can't wait to continue watching the show. And it was also absolutely awesome for you to call in today, Alex. You know, thank you so much. And people that are listening, if you're not following Alex yet on Twitter, shame on you. You can follow him at Tough Alex F. Alex, do you have anything else that you want to plug?
Honestly, I really appreciate all the WWE Universe fans out there. You guys are absolutely amazing. The way you follow us since we first started minicamp till, you know, hey, since I'm off the show, you'll probably still continue to follow me in my journey. It's not the last you'll hear from me, and I hope to see you guys again soon. And thank you so much for being an amazing fan.
Oh, thank you so much for entertaining us on the show, Alex, and best of luck to you. Hopefully we'll be seeing you on NXT soon. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Alex Freaky. That's right. Freaky, I dare you to say that to his face. He will crush you. You can follow him on Twitter at TuffAlexF. And, of course, you can follow all the Tough Enough news at WWE Tough Enough. You can follow me on Twitter at Real Rosenberg. And for all your other AfterBuzz news and gossip, follow us on AfterBuzz TV. Alex, again, thank you so much. And we will be talking with you soon. If you're in LA, come to the studio.
Thank you. We'll do.
All right. That's it for us today here on AfterBuzz TV, guys. Thank you again to Alex Freaky. And again, we are at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. Like us, subscribe, all that good stuff, and we will see you next week on next week's Tough Enough AfterBuzz. I'm Christian Rosenberg. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.